It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Hello, how are we doing?
Very, very well. How are you?
I'm good. I have just had my first sip of coffee, so, you know, really
life is returning to your body.
Exactly. I'm alive. I'm alive from the dead.
He's alive and he's talking zombies as well.
Yeah, well, okay. There was this big boom. You know, we were all alive for it, of zombies being everywhere. And they still kind of are.
I thought you were about to go into the Big Bang Theory, and I was like, wow.
that did just finish, actually. So anyway. Props to them. They're one of the longest running TV shows of that network, I think.
Oh,
good on them.
Nice. Good stuff.
And starring a gay man as one of the lead characters, which is always good.
That is always good.
Anyway, big props to them. What we're talking about, though, is iZombie, which is a CW TV show available on TVNZ On Demand, for everyone wondering. And it's been around for 5 seasons now, and it's in its 5th and final season.
And are we hearing about it just now?
Well, I've watched it on and off since it first came out.
Okay.
Because it was based on a comic book run that I read quite a long time ago from, not Image, it's the other one.
I've forgotten it.
It's like a DC, Vertigo Comics.
Right.
So it's not DC, it's not Marvel, it's one of the more indie titles. Even though DC now owns.
So it
that
came
title.
From a comic.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
It's loosely based on the comic. Basically, in the comic, it follows like a werewolf and a zombie and stuff. But this show is based around Liv, who is played by Rose McGyver, who's a Kiwi actress.
Mm-hmm.
So big props to her being on an American TV show as a Kiwi actress for 5 seasons. And a really popular TV show as well. Like, it's done really well. It just wasn't really hyped enough, I don't think, in New Zealand.
Right.
And basically, prepare for some really long winded plot explanation.
Strap yourselves in, guys.
She gets turned into a zombie, but zombies in this universe aren't like brain dead idiot zombies. They're still people. They're just really pale and have really bleached blonde hair.
Is this like kind of like vampires?
Yeah, I knew you guys were gonna go Twilight.
It's very
so predictable.
Like, oh, yeah. These vampires, they sparkle in the light.
They're zombies, but they're hot. They're all pretty hot. But if they don't eat brains, they then go crazy. So they've got to eat brains to stay human-ish.
Oh, God, right.
But they are still dead. But if you eat someone's brains,
right,
you also pick up some of their memories and their mannerisms for like a few weeks afterwards.
That's an interesting concept. I like that.
Yeah, so what happens is she ends up working in a morgue.
Seems like a good place.
Because she's a doctor.
Yep.
So she's like working in a morgue at a police station and eats the brains.
Wait, hang on. She's a zombie doctor.
She was a doctor, but then she became a zombie and she couldn't be around patients. Because
so she had to go be
a morgue technician.
Obviously, Tess. Duh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
See, it's all
I haven't been
now, right?
A zombie before, so I'm not sure.
Not familiar with how it goes. Yeah.
So she eats the brains of murder victims and helps solve their murders.
Oh.
So like, you can imagine that every episode is like,
she's got the memories.
And the mannerisms.
Awesome.
So she acts really different every episode. So she's like, one episode she's a cowboy, one episode she's like a rock star, one episode she's like a sexual like deviant, like she's all sorts of different stuff like that.
All right.
So the most recent episode, she became a salsa dancer. You know,
so it's
hilarity
actually
ensued.
It's actually a mystery.
Well,
kind
it's
of,
like a monster of the week, mystery of the week kind of SVU, but with a zombie detective.
This is kind of, it's one of those things where it's like there's so much going on that could either just blow up spectacularly and be terrible or just be like quite great.
I feel
funny
like it just
TV.
Would all click into place and you'd when you're watching it, you'd be like, this makes so much sense.
Well, it's campy and it's fun and it's a romp and that's all it ever wanted to be. Like it's a CW show. It's not gonna, it's
you're not
on HBO.
For,
it's not trying to win awards. It's just here we are having
a good
time.
Yeah.
We're all best friends on the TV hanging out.
Yeah.
And like she does get to act in really like bizarre situations every episode and help solve murders, and it is just that campy, Scooby-Doo-ish kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I like the idea of each episode being like, who did it? Who done it?
They do figure it out, and there's always a mystery and stuff.
Yeah.
But as the show has gone on 5 seasons, obviously that formula gets really tired and worn out because you can't do that every episode for ages.
Well,
that's what Scooby-Doo.
Did.
True, like most medical dramas do, but you get kind of tired of like the main character being a zombie that acts kind of weird. And there is a big overarching arc as well. And no spoilers about what's happening in season 5 right now, but there is like a whole new it's become a larger metaphor for racism and xenophobia and stuff, which is quite cool.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because humans start figuring out zombies exist and being like, you're all gross, even though they're like, we just want to live side by side. Kind of like X-Men.
X-Men vibes.
Yeah,
right.
So I wonder if that was the plan from the season 1.
I don't
or
think
if that's
it was.
Like an arc that's come in later. I always wonder that with TV shows as they get get on.
Sometimes I feel like you can tell. You can be like, this was, they were like, oh, we've run out of ideas. Like, Chuck in a broad theme here.
But that's cool.
It is cool. Well, and because the show, like, I really enjoyed it the first three seasons, and I kind of fell off about season four, and I jumped back into season five last night. And I was enjoying it. Like,
how many episodes did you get down last night?
Four.
Well done. Well done.
Hour long episodes?
Yeah, there's four out at the moment.
Wow.
So I watched. Nice. I watched all that I could.
There we go.
I'm well prepared.
I love that.
It was funny, and I laughed out loud, and I, like, it's still enjoyable, and I still love all the characters. Like her ex-boyfriend Major, he's just a dreamboat. and then her best friend Rahul is played by this guy Rahul Kohli, who, if anyone ever watched, this is a Sam deep cut, but I used to watch, like, when I was really drunk, I'd watch, like, gaming videos on my laptop, even though I'd never gamed.
This is a Sam deep cut.
I've watched some of those. Yeah. Maybe I'll know.
And he's popped up in a few of them on, like, one of the, I don't know, I can't
just
remember.
Just in the gaming.
Wait, so he was, like, a streamer?
I he's a friend with some YouTubers, and he just pops up sometimes and plays games.
All right.
So he's a cool guy. I like him. And then also Alison Michalka from Phil of the Future is on this TV show.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Ellie and AJ, Cowbells on Disney Channel.
This is a throwback.
Oh my God, how do you not know about
childhood.
This?
Ellie and AJ
a
was
older than you guys.
Ellie and AJ.
You know who
Ellie and AJ are, surely.
Everyone out there
in the world, text in right now and tell Tess she's wrong.
Everyone knows.
No, I'm not wrong. I just don't.
Everyone
know
knows who Ellie and AJ is.
If you were probably like under the age of 12 between the years of 2007 to 2009.
How am I meant to know if I was there?
Or you're just 23-ish now.
Yeah, you're 23-ish now, watched Disney Channel as a child.
Too old for it.
But quarter century, look out. Got
oh
a
my God.
In the building.
Anyway,
the show is fun. If you enjoy campy fun, monster of the week, mystery, kind of nothing too serious, lighthearted jokes, campy acting, a little bit overacting, to be honest.
Overacting a zombie?
But it's on TVNZ On Demand, which I like. That in itself is a draw card for me.
It's always good to have it on. Yeah, I'm Killing Eve finished last night, by the way, guys. So freaking out. Well, I watched that as well. but yeah, so TVNZ is actually killing it right now with what it's got on its streaming platform. So I'm really excited about that.
And it's free as well. You just have to make an account, but you don't have to pay anything.
Just to be in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Which we are.
So you can watch iZombie online for free.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much,
Sam. Any tears?
No, this is not a show you cry to. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, that's kind of good. Good to know. You're not going to cry when you watch this.
But I cried at Killing Eve last night.
Ooh, spoilers.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Thank you very much, Sam. If you want to watch it, it's called...